Today's gospel has a tremendous current topic. We will not see the Lord, and then we will see him again. With the deep consternation and concern of the disciples. And Jesus Christ himself explained what this means. You're going to cry and to weep for a while, but you will see me again, and you will recover your joy. Like the woman in the moment of childbirth. And the world is going to be happy and will persecute you, but no one will take away your joy. The shortness of time, a little while. Of course, we need to have in mind that it's in comparison with the eternity. No matter how long our life on this earth looks like, it's like a short while in comparison to the eternity. The absence of the Lord and the suffocation of the power of the darkness and the victory of the world over God is just for a short while. We will come see again Jesus in a short while. That means in our death or the end of history, we don't know, but will be a short while. But for now, for us, it's a moment of pain, of suffering, of a tremendous persecution in the church and for the Christians. And it will be worse. In addition to this, the external persecution is the internal crisis of the church, in front of which the sheep are disturbed and confused. The silence of the shepherds, which have no way to explain. And the sheep don't know what to do, because no one is pointing them where to go and where the error is. The actual world has renounced God, has rejected God, voluntarily rejected God. And most of our institutions has been corrupted, where barely you can find some justice, beauty, or goodness. All, most of all, are acting like if there is no the law of God, or if Jesus Christ has never come. And here is the tremendous dropout of the Catholics. The absence to Sunday Masses, to the faith. The Lord asks himself, is the Son of Man is going to find any faith when he comes back? And all this sadness that is announced in the scripture cannot surprise us. St. Peter, in his first letter, said, do not be taken aback at the testing by fire that is taking place among you, but insofar as you share in the sufferings of Christ, be glad, because you will also enjoy the glory when he comes back. So, blessed are those who are insulted, persecuted for Christ, because the Spirit of God will come upon them. It's natural for humans to be afraid, feel the pain, the suffering, be afraid of death or misunderstanding that no one understand what we want to do, persecutions. We're humans. But we need to fuel, more than ever, strongly fuel our faith. We're going to see that no one understands us. The mock and the persecution for the Christian on this life is normal, is part of the deal. The Lord says once, if this is what they done to the green good, what will be done when the good is dry? The Lord said that he had a pact with the devil, and he is the way, and the way that he is leading us to is the cross. So on this life, like St. Peter reminds us in his letter, we are called to participate in the life, the destiny, the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is going to flood us with true joy that no one can take away. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the name of Christ. Because you are going to participate, remind us St. Peter, and you will exult of joy when he comes back. And all of this is only possible to understand and accept when we profoundly love our Lord Jesus Christ. But remember that he loved us first. He gave his life for us, and he loved us to the end. But he is asking to us to do the same. Love him back to the end. We need to share a life of sufferings, complications, but remember that the Lord took all our sins, even our deaths, and he was the innocent, to convert all that in glory. Glory for us. Blessed, wonderful, precious is all this in the eyes of God. So Jesus Christ, being God and man, he loved us to the point of asking us if we want to return his love or not. He was preaching goodness, truth, justice, beauty, and all of that must be preferred of a world that is full of lies and ugliness. Remember that the joy that we have is because no one can really hurt us. The first letter of St. Peter reminds us, no one can be hurt if you are determined to do only what is good. So what can we fear? Jail, death, persecution? This world is passing, and it's short. And death is a transit for the true life. So we cannot fear those who can kill the body. All the rage, all the hatred of those who persecute us from the inside or the outside is going to revert on themselves, only for their bad, not for us. Blessed are those who suffer for being upright, says St. Peter, because truly you have nothing to fear, nothing to dread, and have no fear of them. We need to be accustomed to suffer. The book of Job says that militia, an army, like the army, is the life of men over the earth. St. Paul says the same idea in different forms. Those who take the resolution of living piously in Jesus Christ will endure persecution. So we cannot be ashamed of Jesus Christ, because if we deny him in the middle of sufferings, he is going to deny us in front of the Father. And always have your answer ready for people who ask for the reason that you hope for. And the people of darkness is getting stronger, and we cannot allow that. We need to take the power of the bad people. How to do that? Living the joy that no one can take away. A joy that will be perfected, completed, only in heaven. But it started here on earth. The joy on heaven is reserved. It's taken only for those who start living that on earth. And no one can take that away. The hatred to God causing the person who hates God emptiness, hatred, despair, and a bottomless pit. But for those who have that, not for those who suffer because of them. And hatred God on this earth is a preview of the condemnation in the eternal fire. So we need to be witness on this earth, and today more than ever, of the joy of suffering a life with Christ, and never longing for have an easy life, because that takes us away from the Lord. So this is love, when you're ready to suffer for the person you really love. If by suffering you are close to the person you love, that is perfect. That is the only and unique joy that the Lord can give us, and only Him. And this is understood only when we love Christ, we love God, truly love God, profoundly love God. When we take the determination of returning the love of God, the love that He gave us, give it back to Him. And we accept willingly the crosses in our life. It's better to give than to receive. That is the sense of Christian life. Giving all you have to the Lord like a test of your love. When a Christian died, that death is beautiful because in the eyes of God, it's the last thing we need to return to God. He gave us life, we return it to Him. Living Christian virtues, living the suffering out of love. That is the relation between Christian life and Christian death. Death is the last moment that you can imitate the life of Christ. He died, we died in Him. That makes a difference. The fullness of likeness with the Lord only will happen in death. But until then, we need to try once and again. Because death is something glorious, is something beautiful and a victory. When we have been all our lives fighting to become like Jesus Christ, all the sufferings on this life lead us, show us the way to heaven and to the love of God and to the secret of the perfect joy. Please stand.